Also this morning, a significant day in history. In 1827, legendary composer Ludwig von Beethoven died at the age of 56. In 1885, Eastman Kodak produced the first commercial moving picture film. In 1892, poet, author Walt Whitman died on this day at the age of 72. Iwo Jima, the Battle of Iwo Jima ended on this day in 1945. This is the day in 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announced he'd successfully tested a vaccine against polio. In 1979, I remember it well. Oh, boy, yeah, what a year that was. The Camp David Peace Treaty was signed at the White House by Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin.
No more war, no more bloodshed, no more bereavement. Peace unto you. Shalom, salam forever.
And it was also signed by the Egyptian President Anwar Sadat.
It is a historic turning point of great significance for all peace-loving nations.
And, of course, it as well was signed by President Jimmy Carter as a witness. And finally, we close things out with our morning devotion. Thanks so much to Keith and Owen, who's reacted so positively to this on the listener line. We're always interactive in the Wib Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670. Thank you, Keith. Bob Goff's devotion, live in grace, walk in love. I love this guy. I love his just so much about him. He's a great example. And today's devotion titled, Every Unselfish Act of Love Whispers God's Name. Mark 12, 43 and 44 says, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. Goff says, have you ever been to a fancy fundraiser where they put the names of donors in the big screen as the money comes in? If you send a text with your credit card number, your name and the amount you gave will be announced, and if there's not applause, you can be sure the whole crowd knows. I get why we do this, and I'm sure the live reports generate excitement around giving, but Jesus told his friends a story about a different way. He was at the temple when a bunch of rich people paraded to the front to give large gifts. Everyone saw what they had done. Trailing behind them came a poor widow who humbly placed two copper coins in the treasury. No one even noticed, except Jesus, who said, this widow has given more than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but out of her poverty, she's given everything she had to live on. Bob Goff says, Jesus knew that in God's economy, a small, humble gift given in secret goes further than a big check written with the hope of being seen. The size of the gift doesn't matter as much as the heart behind it, because God doesn't need our stuff. He just wants our hearts. Got to underline that this morning. God doesn't need our stuff. He just wants our hearts. God delights in our secret sacrifices. He created us with the hope that we join him in restoring all that's gone wrong with the world. Wherever we find ourselves, he uses the big, grand things everyone knows about, but he also uses the barely seen. Don't worry about the size of your gifts or whether people will know you did it for Jesus. Every unselfish act of love whispers God's name. Today's question, what small, humble gift can you give to someone today?
Hi, this is Tammy Nelson from Elk Mound. I'm hoping that you will vote for Dusty Bibles from Josiah Queen. The song is catchy, pretty catchy tune. And I think that if we were all connected to our Bibles, like we were our iPhones and our social media, you know, the world might not be as chaotic as it is. But thank you.
Hi, this is Ryan from Fall Creek. And for my second round song with Mercy Me, I nominated Happy Dance. I picked this one because I just enjoy the fun, upbeat nature of it. And it's been one of my nephew and niece's favorite songs going a long time back. They used to go and ask their grandpa, my dad, on a regular basis to take and play the happy song, I believe is how they referred to it. So please enjoy Happy Dance and vote for Mercy Me.
Hey. Have to say, Havel, very early on, mm-hmm. right? So this goes through 7:45 a.m., but a lot of early mm-hmm. support for Mercy Me. A lot of early support for Mercy Me, at least what I'm seeing.
All right, it's after 7:45. The polls have closed on the text line at 396-1670 and in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And we have a result in the second round matchup.
Yeah, and we'll just say again, great support on both sides. The song Josiah Queen's Dusty Bibles versus the song Happy Dance by Mercy Me. This is so much fun when you participate, and we appreciate it so much because you all participated a lot today. So, again, we'll do it again tomorrow, 7:15 to 7:45. But what song won? What artist moves on to the semifinals? It is Dusty Bibles, Josiah Queen, the winner. No repeat champion, no back-to-back champion. Mercy Me, last year's title winner, is dropped by Josiah Queen.
Yeah, so Tammy, congratulations. Josiah Queen moves on to the third round. Tomorrow's matchup features a song from Four Kingdom Country against a tune from Zach Williams.
What's the slogan for Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop. Will you be the judge of whether that would be true about these Pringles flavors, real ones, from across the globe?
I wonder how many of these are accessible in the States, but here we go. Yes, in Japan, they have bacon Caesar salad Pringles.
Would try it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That sounds good. Pringles flavors from around the world. These are not made up. These are all true. Also in Japan, they have soft-shelled crab Pringles.
That's different.
That is.
In the UK, you can get beef kebab.
Okay, sure. We'll try it as well. A couple in a row here from the United States. First one is Taco Night. I don't know that I've seen that flavor of Pringles, but would give it a try.
You can also get cheeseburger Pringles here in the U.S.
Going back to Japan, where it seems like they get, you know, a little off the beaten path when it comes to Pringles flavors. How about mayo potato, as in mayonnaise? Mayo potato Pringles. Maybe? Yeah.
I'll have to ask Dawson if when he was there in January, he had any mayo potato Pringles. There's also the finger-licking braised pork Pringles in China.
That seems like a mashup between something KFC might have.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, they have garlic seafood Pringles. Again, these are real Pringles flavors from around the world.
That is different, for sure. In Thailand, you can get the lemon and sesame.
Interesting. Heard of lemon pepper chicken, not lemon and sesame Pringles. Paprika Pringles. Very simple. Hmm. Germany. Paprika Pringles.
This one I think I might pass on. Blueberry and hazelnut Pringles in Thailand.
That sounds like more like a breakfast cereal to
That's
me.
Combined?
Yeah. I mean, okay. You can get Philly cheesesteak Pringles in the United States. I think I have seen those.
It was just cheesesteak day the other day. Also, seaweed Pringles are available in South Korea.
There you go. And one more Pringles flavor from around the world. In China, you can get tomato Pringles. No, sun-dried tomato?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Would try. I can't say fingernails are a frequent topic here on the Wib Wake Up Show, but they are right here, right now.
And if we ever talked about fingernails, I don't ever remember talking nail polish with you before.
So, a new study presented at a gathering of the American Chemical Society, which sadly I missed, explored nail polish that might make it possible for long nails to work on smartphone screens. I have to say, as a dude, I had no idea this was a thing.
Neither of us knew. Touch screens in general work thanks to
capacitance, I believe.
I'm going to go with that. A small electric field is disrupted by, say, a finger and informs the sensors where someone is touching.
Now, the issue is that fingernails are not conductive, so someone with long nails may have difficulties using a smartphone. Ladies, I'm sure you could corroborate on this. I guess if you have those long nails, whether real or fake ones, makes it difficult to work a phone.
That totally makes sense, right? So the study looked at 13 commercially available clear coat polishes and 50 different additives to find which ones had conductive top coats.
So talking nail polish here, they found that taurine, which I thought was in Red Bull, and ethanolamine made for solid conductive top coats. Again, you can tell if I had been at that gathering of the American Chemical Society like I normally would be, I would be able to pronounce those.
I usually just kind of block that off on my calendar that Caleb's going to be away.
Yeah.
So anyhow, hopefully one day nail polish might have a works with touchscreen label on it.
So long-nailed folks of the world, rejoice. Again, I didn't realize this was an issue, but now there is a pending solution for you.